Meet George Jetson.
His son Elroy?
His boy Elroy.
I couldn't remember. I barely watched that show.
Daughter Judy. Jane. His wife.
His wife.
What a good show.
Let's not go crazy. It was definitely a show.
It was good.
Wow.
Was it?
Yeah.
Alpha and Energa match were in instantly. I don't know who the winner was.
It was Space Flintstones. What was wrong with it?
Flintstones wasn't good.
Yeah.
Ah, Flintstones was good.
Nope.
No. Nope. Didn't like the Honeymooners. Didn't like cartoon Honeymooners. Didn't like Honeymooners in space.
Yeah, see, I enjoyed Honeymooners, even though it was incredibly racist and, well, misogynistic.
See, I feel like maybe I should watch it for that. Like, maybe it reverse holds up. Like, I could watch it and laugh and be like, they got away with this? This is amazing!
So, I've been listening to a bunch of old Dragnet radio programs.
Okay, of course you have.
And,
I was just going to say the same thing!
And they're all sponsored by this Fatima cigarettes. You know, for the Middle Eastern flair of cigarettes. The
right.
Extra long, the you know, they were labeled as, like, you know, the premiere of the long cigarette, because apparently it was the extra long ones.
Okay. Nice.
And some of the episodes and the things they say are just crack me
shocking
up about, you know, the terrors of marijuana and drinking and this and that and the other thing of, you know, 1950s society. Oh, it's glorious.
Are you okay? I just noticed your voice is, like, breaking up. Have you been ill?
No. Oh. I did have hiccups for a long time today.
Ha. Huh. Okay.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it is. It does sound like a frog in my throat.
Yeah.
It wasn't even me, and I'm feeling angry. Like, hiccups make me angrier than probably they should. I don't want to officially rank hiccups as far as my anger goes, because I was like, nah, I can think of a few things that make me angrier than hiccups. But
oh, it just kept going and going, and I was like,
Yeah.
It was no bueno.
Yeah, I've never had abdominal surgery, but hiccups after abdominal surgery does sound awful.
Oh, God, they're back.
But I did, so one time, I've always hated hiccups, but they became my nemesis when I found out that I can't, let's say 1 or 2 decades ago, for a party, I drank a reasonable amount of sparkling wine, not quite champagne, if you will. And I had the hiccups for 36 hours after that. I have never had a sip of champagne since.
Yeah.
I almost went insane. Like, I went to bed, woke up, and still had hiccups.
Yeah.
I was.
How's that even possible?
It was. I don't know. Drink a bunch of Asti Spumante, and I don't know. Then research me.
Martini and Rossi, Asti Spumante, the celebration grows.
Trauma.
You almost died in Atlantic City that one weekend from the hiccups.
Well, yes.
They weren't caused by Asti Spumante, though.
No.
No. I mean, maybe if I consumed Asti Spumante the way that I did that weekend. I don't know. But yeah, that was another hiccup tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 8 straight hours of hiccups.
Yeah.
And then I threw up, got better and long enough for the show, and then got the hiccups again. What am I going to learn?
So just to clear things up, Alpha was in first this week, but apparently Nergamash was in first last week, so I knew it was really close last week as well. Nergamash is you know, trying to get the win every time.
There's a no prize for that.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Yeah, you gonna live?
I hope so. You just have to deal with this, I guess.
Okay.
We ready to get rolling then?
Yeah, let me,
sure.
How do you zoom in on people's pictures here on the Discord?
You click on them and then click on them again.
Oh.
Not double click, but you click on the image and then click on the image and it's slightly bigger.
Oh, is that Virgil? Did Virgil die recently?
He's lonely. I do know that. I think lonely Virgil is dead.
Virgil? What?
Yeah, lonely Virgil's dead. Like months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the, man. As far as Million Dollar Man's valets go, he was my favorite.
And just to catch everybody up, Alpha Team always has an image of a wrestler who's I think it's the most recently passed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he memorializes them in Discord form.
And thus informs us, because, especially me.
Oh, that reminds me. Craig, have you watched The Iron Claw yet?
I have not. I forgot about it. Mm. Is it what where can I stream that?
Well, it's on Max.
Okay. I will add that to my list.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I do want to watch that and hear the story of the Von Erichs.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I run into you this summer, we should give that a watch.
Yeah, I have not seen that yet. I've been trying to keep up with, you know, I had All the Boys and Doctor Who and all these other things to watch. And
oh, yeah, nope. I see you get these little breaks, but then TV comes in these massive waves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much right now.
Ian, you didn't even start this year's Top Chef, did you?
No, I didn't know it was back. There's too many things.
It's already over. Like, there's already a winner.
Oh, great. Well, then we can get, then that's something that when I'm, you know, at capacity with other things, I can be like, Cal, let's relax with a quick, you know, Top Chef. Yeah, absolutely. No.
And you've got the Kish still... as the host this year, and you like Kish?
Who is?
Kristen Kish.
Who? Oh, right. Is that supposed to make up for the fact that Padma retired?
Correct.
Barely.
I know, I'm sad by the fact, because I love me some Padma. I mean,
yeah, I love Kish. Mm-hmm. Chef Kish is one of my favorites, but man, Padma is so unbelievably attractive.
Yeah.
Like, staggeringly. And she's a super taster. She tastes the food with such nuance. It's compelling. But yeah, no, I mean, I've been deep into The Acolyte and Bridgerton, mm-hmm. and The Boys is now back on, and I'm really trying to build up some energy to watch House of Dragons, but I find myself just not caring.
Oh, the first episode was decent.
Yeah, we went back and watched the first two episodes of last season because I couldn't remember anything, like anything.
No. Yeah, I don't remember who anybody's kids or not legitimate kids or all these, and they're all got the same name through the entire thing. Everybody's named Aegon or Aegon or Egon or like whatever.
No one's named Egon, but... oh, Acolytes today, right. Oh, yeah, behind again.
Yeah.
Dang it.
All right, so I won't comment on it. Got it.
Right. It's for watching.
Definitely.
What was I thinking? I was thinking that... Oh, this is unrelated. This is more pre-show derailment.
Yeah, we haven't started the show yet.
I know. Sorry. Craig, are you still watching Survivor or Amazing Race?
Will you say no?
Yes, 100%. 80% the other one. I think I'm a season behind on Amazing Race.
The new format is killing me.
On what show?
My soul is dying. Survivor.
In which way?
Apparently, they asked everybody, what do you want on a Survivor? And someone said, I want hour and a half long episodes so that you can triple the drama and people interacting with another. And I'm like, oh my God, no. I want two challenges and a vote. I don't want to hear the people talk. I don't want to hear the people interact. I don't want to have to look at the people unless they're doing the two challenges and a vote. I hate reality show drama.
Mm-hmm.
I want a game show on an island, and that is all I want.
There's a good solution for that. You just don't watch Survivor.
After this season.
Much like how much I hate interleague play, I don't like inter-tribe play on Survivor. I don't like making some challenge where we take a person from each tribe, mix them together needlessly to create drama for future merge later. Like, no, right. These people should not be talking to each other. They are separated.
Nope,
opposing teams.
And
you meet at the
Ray
end.
Ray and aestheticist are completely correct. That's why I said new format. The show used to be reward challenge, immunity challenge, someone gets voted off. I didn't have to know the people. I didn't have to follow the drama. I just got to watch two cool challenges and a vote, and it's done. And now I have to sit through an hour of nonsense for like one good. And they've combined the challenges into one challenge instead of two separate challenges. It's just, an Amazing Race, you're right. I'm just behind on that, too. It's just bad. Early Amazing Race is terrible. It's three teams that are really good at racing and 10 of the slowest teams I've ever seen in my life.
So
such a slog.
And they're trying to, in the opposite way where they're slowly making Survivor worse and worse, I think they're trying to fix Amazing Race again, because you remember how, you know, when the show first started, you know, the teams were all kind of on their own. They had to make all their own travel plans and find an airport and find a whatever. Because it was just like, get to France. See you there. Yep. Right? Yep.
Good luck.
Well, when you got to COVID and stuff, right, then it became we had to private book the planes.
Yeah.
So everyone's always on the same flight. You're always leaving
at
the same
freaking
time.
Format now.
They're trying to go back to the Oval. So that's
good.
They
have. Yeah, they've mostly done that.
The worst part about Survivor to me is they've taken... Now, not that it was ever a survival show, really.
No. That's not even a consideration.
In season one, where they really were living off, you know, a pound of rice for a month, and whatever food they decided to kill and, you know, find on the island on their own.
Yeah.
Now, these people have an entire wardrobe. They have different clothes every week. Everyone's got, you know, the greatest in hygiene, it seems. Like, they all have shiny white teeth. They, you know, that no one apparently ever smells because no one ever says anything. You know, they see, but yeah, each week they're wearing different clothes, different shoes. I'm like, what happened to whatever swimsuit you were wearing when you got dropped off? Those were your clothes for the whole month. Like, that was it.
Yeah. Nah, they've moved away from that too.
So much for a short show.
Again, apparently people want more drama. Now, of these two memes, I've got to say, the Blue Wolf meme, I have seen that episode of Thomas and Friends so many times. I had no idea it was a meme. Samurai's is new to me. All right, Craig, you should start the show before everybody leaves.
They're already gone, dude.
All right. Well, then start the show for the old man.
Uh-oh. Oh, hold on. I'm having difficulties.
Oh, my God. Ray, get ready to text Erica.
No, my suddenly have no mouse and I couldn't do anything.
Oh.
It's because the computer's punishing you for watching Survivor and talking about it.
Yeah, sorry about this throat thing. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic edit.
I'm sorry, dude. I really you can do it alone. You can do the show without me. But I seem to be stuck with this voice. True believers, welcome to the 425th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where maybe we'll talk about Puzzle Quest, maybe we'll just talk about reality shows. I don't know. I'm here. I got Ray. I got Ian. How you guys doing?
Hello. All right.
I don't know if I'm ready for the Reality Warriors 3. I'm sure Ray's not.
No. I'm out.
So you want me to catch up on, you know, MILF Manor 2 and
never. The stuff you watch is just obscene. And too deep into it.
Oh, man, that show it's a treat. It is a treat.
Nope.
All right, this is the week of 6/19 through 6/26. And your 5-day 4-star, nope.
Uh-oh.
7-day 4-star crash. It's already crashed. This week you had Spider-Woman versus Elektra. Did you Spider-Woman?
Yeah, wait, no, I haven't done that yet. I don't think I've played... I mean, I've played so that I don't make anybody sad in our alliance, but I don't remember doing a crash since both Wasp crashes.
Mm.
Excuse me.
I get hiccups, Ian's sneezing. It's
gonna I know, great. We're falling apart.
Cats and dogs living together.
Yeah, but Wasp dominated both of her opponents. And who was the person this week, you said?
Spider-Woman.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We groused about this.
Yeah, just don't let Elektra dodge
you.
Her
and Elektra are going to dodge each other to death.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And the first time I played it, I lost because it was... Elektra cascaded into all the black you would ever need on, like, turn two.
Mm.
And I just stood there and everything I did, it was like, I'm not taking any damage, but you are. I'm not taking any damage, but you are. And I'm like...
Yeah, I didn't lose.
And then
lose,
the second time in a row, I got a bunch of red or whatever and system shocked her to death instantly.
It was really close when I played it for that exact same reason. I wouldn't say she got a cascade of black, but she got there before I did. No bueno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, you've got Android Jim versus Imperious Rex. That should be okay.
Yeah, I think he's... Oh, wait. Wait, what? Yeah, absolutely. No, my Android Jim's up there.
You've got him fully covered.
Yeah, covered, yeah.
Nice. Great.
We have three different builds. Good times.
Nice.
I feel like everything is all right with
chicken
the world.
Tonight?
Yeah, that makes me feel good as well.
In Storyland, Hearts of Darkness is running, where you'll get the Fabletic Spider-Man, the new Dark Veil, Adam Warlock, placement is Dark Beast, and the Golden Twinkie version of Aunt May. Your Dark Veil Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. I think has a couple days left on it. Well, maybe one. So if you haven't done that yet, finish that up. Tomorrow we have a boss event, Ian.
Uh-oh.
Omega Reckoning for the weekend.
Okay.
Get your Hammer Jugs, Deathlock, Phoenix, Juju Bees, On the Alliance rewards, it is 3 Omega Reds, 3 Deathlocks, and again, some Phoenix Jujubes. And the Puzzle Gauntlet is back, featuring Ebony Maw will be your reward there. The Back to Life season's got 4 days left if you're going to finish that up. Right now, Polar Opposition is running, Arcade, Doc Ock. Placement is Domino and Electra.
Nice.
All right, in the news. We got lots of news. Yes?
Hang on, I need to talk to Alpha really quickly, because it wasn't so much that it was a boss event. It's the fact that I know that Ray and I are going to be out of town all weekend.
Right.
And you guys should anticipate my contributions being as small as possible, because I don't know what the internet situation is in New Jersey.
New Jersey!
I believe it's still good. Last time we were there, it was still...
I'm excited, but also why?
Because when I visit, I want internet.
Okay. I hear you, and that makes sense, but also,
dude,
feels indulgent.
I've been a network engineer for like 20 years. I can't go without internet. Also, we're not the only ones that go. You know, brother-in-law goes sometimes. He wants internet.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know.
Well, in that case, you will get some out of me. I'll bring my computer with me and play a little Puzzle Quest when I'm there. All right, back to Craig. Tell me all this news that's going on, Newsy McNewserton.
All right, news. Here's a big news event. Supports are now getting added into PvP.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
This should drastically change how PvP works.
Yeah, I really don't have any comment, but good luck, everyone.
Yeah.
So
I will let the community answer for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I will defer to everyone who plays PvP and understands it way better than me.
Say. I was like, there's a PvP option in this game?
I play it when it's in the part of my daily quest.
I know that they have been working on the validity of this since the introduction of supports, so I'm excited to see where they take it.
Yeah, they're saying there might be some events that have supports turned on, and some events might have supports turned off, so watch for changes in the future. It sounds like they're going to monitor it a whole lot.
I bet.
And see how it plays. So that's good. They're you know, receptive to watching how things go.
For sure.
Yeah, a boss event, the Omega Reckoning, is playing loads of loads of required characters in the 5-star world. Oh boy, it's even a lot in the 5-star world. Adam Warlock, Beta Ray Bill, Deadpool, Doctor Strange, Kang, Kitty, May Parker, Okoye, Omega Red, Shang-Chi, and Thor. It's a lot of required characters, 5-stars, and many other characters to name. I'm not going to name them all. So, if you're in our alliance, hey, play some event.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I don't understand what just happened. I feel like up in the last segment, you read me that there was a boss event and told me what the prizes were going to be. And then here in the news, you said there was going to be a boss event and then told me what the prizes were going to be. Was that like a prank, or are you making sure I'm paying attention?
I just wanted to cover it in a little bit more detail in the news.
That maybe I missed what you just told me. What prizes are we getting other than Hammer Jugs, Deathlock, and
Phoenix
Jubilee?
No, I didn't change the prizes. I just read off who like the big required characters were.
Oh, required characters. Yes. I thought you were rereading the prizes. I was only half listening, and I got super confused.
Yeah. How about, are you sitting down? Maybe this will pique your interest.
I'm back. We
got
down
a clue.
For sure. Uh-oh.
So in the R305 release notes, the clue for the next character is not so stealthy.
Juggernaut?
I could use a 5-star Juggernaut.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there someone? Oh, I got it. It's got to be. I'm on board with this one. It's totally Banshee.
Oh, I like that. One, I would like to see Banshee, and two, I like that idea.
For what's the clue?
A guy whose magic power is I scream at you. Totally not stealthy.
Yeah.
Huh. I was gonna say there's a lot of non-stealthy characters.
Well, I'm sticking with mine.
I'm down with that.
All right. What else he said? Oh, I forgot it. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. I totally skipped that too. Pride Month celebration still going underway. Fan favorite celebration is going. Weekly login gifts there, and watch out for Fan Friday deals.
Ooh.
Next in the news, rebalance a new costume for 5-star Storm, launching tomorrow.
I'm sorry, did you say Storm?
Storm?
Huh. Okay.
I thought 5-star Storm was already good. Is she becoming better, or did she get broken in some way?
She became better because all of her powers got a little bit cheaper.
Interesting.
Okay. Great.
Gathering Storms
went
from 9... Do we have an
image for this new costume?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, ever is fine. This is news to me, so I'm ready to hear it.
All right, I dumped it in the thing there for you.
Oh, nice.
Which Wait, isn't that costume she's wearing already?
The center one is what she's wearing already, I believe.
Oh, right, I see it. The other one has a little decorative chest plate.
It's got the X symbol, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And what's happened is her gathering clouds has gone from 9 black to 8 black. Ice storm has gone from 10 green to 9 green. And Aurora Totalis has gone from 9 yellow down to 7 yellow.
Hmm.
So it doesn't appear that anything else has changed numbers-wise, just that they have become a little bit cheaper.
Mm. And her damage totals are slightly higher.
I doubt I'll use her anymore, but I still do appreciate the change, because in all those puzzle events where you need specific colors, she's the go-to.
Yeah. And it appears that they've done one of the super max changes to her. Like, so at level 550, powers do a little bit more.
Oh.
So before at level 550, let's see, the black power maxed out at 44,000 damage. It now maxes out at 58,000 damage.
Okay.
Sweet.
And so on and so on. So, all right, there you go. Update to Aurora Monroe. Storm! All right, that's all the news, finally.
Yay!
So let's go to this week, though, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, being Blonsky.
All right, let's talk about the Abomination and Emil Blonsky's inability to control his own ego memories. He's a 4-star. He is green, black, and purple. His green ability is called Return on Collateral. Cost 8 green AP for up, for up to 1 random basic green tile. Destroy the surrounding tiles. Destroyed tiles deal 65% of the Abomination's base damage to the enemy team, but do not gain AP. For each red strike, attack, or protect tile that is destroyed, Abomination gains a return point up to 8. Passive, if Abomination is downed at the start of his next turn, he heals 2% health for each return point he has, using all return points. As that scales up, up to 5 green tiles are randomly chosen. Destroyed tiles deal 75% match damage and restores 6% health. Did I read that right or did I skip this? Nope. Yep. Everything looks good. Let's talk about the direct approach, which costs 6 black AP. The Abomination is not stealthy. 5-star Abomination confirmed.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. I guess we're done.
He prefers bringing the straight fight to the enemy. Deal 143 damage to the enemy target and create a 2-turn countdown tile that causes his match damage to also deal 80 damage to all other characters. Passive component, Abomination. Trust in his strength and healing to keep going. Each time he takes more than 18% of his max health in damage at once, he gains 1 return point.
Did you say 280? Like 8-0?
No, 18. 1-8.
18 damage. That's even worse.
No. Oh, yes. 80 damage. I thought you meant 18. I thought you said when I said 18%, you heard 80%.
No. 80 damage is still terrible, though.
He never takes 80% of his max damage. Yes, he's dealing damage to the target plus 80 damage to all other characters. So it's hitting your team as well, I presume. So they want to keep that damage low. Return on Collateral's passive is always unlocked. Great. Let's see if this scales up to something that Craig can tolerate. He deals 2,092 damage, deals 311 splash damage, and creates 4-turn countdown tile. Gain return points on taking more than 8% of your damage of your max health in damage at once. Finally, let's talk about his gamma toxins, which are gamma toxins. 0 purple AP, reduce enemy match damage by 10%, and enemy ability damage by 6%, reducing Gamma Mutant's matches by an additional 10%. Abomination takes advantage of this weakness, dealing 15% bonus match damage to Gamma Mutants. Or mutates, I apologize, to all the Gamma Mutants out there. This scales up to reduce enemy match damage by 20%, reduce enemy ability damage by 30%, reduce Gamma Mutate's match damage by 30%, and increase damage to Gamma Mutate's by 50%. Alright, so, I mean, he seems really on brand for Abomination.
Yeah.
He targets the Hulk, he comes back to life to try to defeat the Hulk, but he's way worse than the Hulk.
Well, you know, if you're gonna describe it that way,
I mean, he just is.
Yeah.
Most iterations of the Hulk in this game are at least good. A lot of them are excellent or incredibly. I think Immortal's unbelievably good. Matt is super good for his tier.
Yeah.
OG Hulk is good. Banner's not great, but he tries.
He's better now.
Yeah, he's been recently reworked.
Cho's not too bad.
Are we bringing back Abomination for the Thunderbolts movie?
Ooh.
Or is that not a?
Oh, I don't know. I've not checked in on that movie for quite some time.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
All right, but anyway, I'm gonna. What did I like about him? What was I? 5-3-5, maybe. I don't know. The last one seemed kind of. This is all. It's hard. I don't play a lot of Abomination. I don't suspect either of you do.
No.
How's the world say to build him?
I had looked at that. 5-4-4, actually.
Nice. I love a 5-4-4 or a, you know, any 2 4s and a 5. So great. 5-4-4 it is. That is Emil Blonsky Abomination.
I'm seeing a Yelena Belloni. I'm seeing a Bucky Barnes. I am not seeing the guy who plays Abomination.
Wasn't that Tim Roth?
Right on. It was Tim Roth.
Oh, it's got Kurt Russell's kid.
Oh, Kurt Russell has a kid?
Yeah, Wyatt. Looks just like him when he was younger. If you watch the Godzilla TV show that was on Apple,
I heard it was good.
He plays a younger version of Kurt Russell in the past. And then Kurt Russell plays himself, you know, plays older version.
It's a good show. Speaking of Godzilla movies, did you watch Minus One, Craig?
No, but I hear it's excellent.
I did too. It came highly recommended.
Yeah, I hear it was real good, but I have not watched it yet.
All right, cool. Well, thanks as always to Always Sunny and Xander.
Yes.
Xandify.
All right, so new segment this week, Ian.
Uh-oh.
A return of a bracket this week, this time being board games.
Yes.
brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, AFI. AFI.
Please
contact Ray if you'd like to Patreon this segment.
Let me talk to you about the board game segment. And by this, I mean classic. I've chosen 32 classic board games. Let me give you all some feed forward, because I'm sure many of you are board game enthusiasts. Whatever game you're thinking of right now, it's not on this list. I assure you it is not. I did not do a deep dive into board games. These are like the most classic. Every civilian has played some of these games. So when your game is not on the 32 list, it was not ever going to be. I didn't do it intentionally, despite you. No reason to challenge anything that's on this list. There are even a few things on this list that don't actually have a board, but I discussed it with my colleagues, and they're iconic enough games that we decided to include them anyway. So, all that being said, let's start it off this week with the number one seed chess going up against the number 32 seed talisman. So, we'll start with Craig. Tell us all about this game called chess and why you think it should move on, if you do think that.
Well, those are two different arguments.
Okay.
So, chess...
Well, let's start tell us a little bit about chess.
Yeah, I mean, so chess is kind of your OG strategy game. This is like one of the big daddies of classic strategy. You know, you've got people who've been playing this at super high levels professionally for, I don't know, a couple hundred years?
Yeah.
You know, chess has been around a long time. You know, whole books are written about chess. Tournaments are had about chess. It's, you know, most people, I mean, I would have to assume most people know at least the very basics of chess. I don't expect anyone to, you know, really understand the complexities of chess, because I know I sure don't. I know enough of the base rules to lose instantly to someone who really knows what they're doing. That's what I know about chess, is that, oh, I know how these pieces move, and I've lost.
Yep.
What happened? I enjoy chess. It's a fun game. I mean, if in full disclosure of this bracket, I would rather play the other game that Ray's going to talk about, but chess, history and impact of chess just cannot be denied.
I mean, it's just huge. I was going to say, I didn't know how the viewers or how anybody is qualifying any of this. I guess you could do it as simply as Craig does it, as this game more fun. Haha, pick. Now,
yeah,
I would not do it that way.
The social impact of chess is just, you know, it's monstrous.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, monstrous.
But let's see what Ray has to say about the game Talisman.
The impact of, you know, the show Queen's Gambit. alone.
Yeah.
So apparently this is going up against the game Talisman. And I think Ian picked me to talk about this because I do own Talisman, most all of its expansions, and I think it's a fantastic game. It's a game where you pick your character, or you select your character from three that you draw. It's a very much a fantasy board game. The board itself is massive, a lot of spaces to explore, and you roll dice randomly and move around, and you build up, get your better weapons, get your better skills, and then take on the center, which is, you know, some sort of diabolical what have you. And it is not a cooperative. Well, I guess you can play it as a cooperative, but by default, it is not. You compete against each other, you steal from each other, possibly even kill each other's characters in order to continue. It does take a long time to play, but it is one of my favorite games. So, I don't know. Did I do it justice? I feel like I've left out, like, a lot in Talisman, but...
There's a lot going on. I mean, the game itself is modular. The expansions actually expand the board.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not just extra cards that go in the game. I mean, you need... And it's got miniatures that are involved. It's got... I mean, the level of involvement in a game of Talisman can be... I mean, even with just the base set, the game is too involved and too long. But with everything else that you can add to it, it's almost out of control. But it is in the most fun possible way.
And we do know that everyone's favorite character, as always, is the Chivalric Knight.
No. It is not.
It is.
It's the least favorite character. I can't remember. Is that my least favorite character, or do I hate the Death Knight as well? I don't know. I don't like knights in that game, apparently. But, yeah, that's the guy who can provide unsolicited aid to people.
Yeah, and steal your rewards.
Steal your treasures. Yeah. Boo.
He's the best.
Right. So, I mean, it depends. So if you've never listened to the show before, after we present you with both possible options, we then traditionally open it up to the listeners to cast their votes as to which one of these options moves on. In the event of the tie... The person hosting the segment this week, which is me, will be the tiebreaker, but that has never really happened. So we're just deciding who's going to move on. Take what you know about chess. Take what you know about the game Talisman. Decide which is the superior game and which you would like to move on. And as I've learned in just this segment, you can approach it from many different ways. You can look at the longevity of a game, the complexity of the game. You can say which one is more fun to you. I've never played chess. I'm not good at chess. I prefer Talisman. I think it should move on. That is both completely valid and completely incorrect all at the same time, so I will support it.
So tell Willie, though, in your vote.
Yeah.
And that would
tell
really
Willie,
help out.
Yeah, you can submit to the subreddit. You can vote here in Discord. I did not make a poll thing. You could just DM me here in Discord.
Too late. It already happened.
Oh, there you go.
Samurai already been
all over it. There you go. You should be able to click.
Yeah.
Can you click those?
I'm going to try.
Ah, here they come. There we go. We've got...
I clicked it. It worked.
If I click it, it says learn more.
Yeah. You got to click it underneath.
But it also put it on the thing.
You have to use the reactions underneath the comment.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Chess is getting way more votes than I expected, so got some chess fans.
Than you expected?
Yeah.
I mean, my bracket's already broken. I seeded all these games. The idea that... I didn't accidentally make chess the number one seed. It's the greatest game that's ever been invented.
Sure.
Objectively, the amount of thought and strategy. When someone gets a chess board, you can go to Walmart and get yourself a chess set, but you can also have a chess set that is an heirloom. I mean, these are marble chess boards with perfectly carved pieces. I mean, they had to invent a computer to beat someone at chess because people were so good at chess. There's nothing, you can't outpace chess as far as a board game.
You don't need to convince me about the whole, you know, chessboard thing. I own a chessboard from Greece. So yes, I totally understand.
You also own the Star Trek Tri-D chess.
I do. That is true.
Yeah.
The actual three-dimensional chess from the original Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like chess, but I really like Talisman. All right.
Well, fortunately, it calls everybody out. So, in addition to enjoying this segment, I will be placing Alpha Craig Ray and Samurai on my enemy list.
I've been on that list a long time.
I know. But Blue Wolf, good news. You made the list.
Am I going to be a double secret enemy? I mean...
Nergamash and I are going to go play some chess, and the rest of you can enjoy Samurai. Not Samurai. He's a delight anyway. Freaking Talisman.
Heck. Hey, Ian, you want to go fire up some Talisman after the show's over and play a game?
Kinda, yeah. If we wrap it up in a reasonable amount of time, I mean... That's the digital version. The game assembles and cleans itself up. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that is really super nice about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, today was, you know, holiday from work, and I'm off tomorrow and Friday, so it's like a little mini vacation.
But yeah, if there's ever a time when we can get some Talisman going on, either in person or digitally, I'm on board. But in the meantime, please, thanks for all the votes.
If you're listening to this later, please send Ray a vote via Willie's mailbag, that will help out. I suppose you could also put it in the subreddit or the forums. Ray will see those too.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on then. Or do we want to talk about what? We'll just make a surprise each week. What's in the bracket, right? That sounds super fun.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Willie, what's in the mailbag then?
All right. So we've got a couple comments. Do, 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 do. Here we go. All right. I didn't clean up from last week, apparently. TJ, our author over on the D3 forums, said that, wait, what's going on here? I've got an old post. Give me a second. I'm all confused. Uh-oh.
No problem.
I thought Ray was doing a bit there for a second.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I thought he was reading the mail in a like very unstealthy way, and then he was going to bring it around to Batroc, and then I got confused. That's fine.
No, I just, apparently I copy and pasted last week's stuff over this week's. I don't know what's going on, but in any case, this week, TJ Jaw author, I was correct. Yeah. He did have a comment. He says, this Dark Veil thingy must have been a milestone. A character so obscure, even I didn't know who it was. This is true. TJ Jaw author has a memory of her Marvel characters that I find astounding. And he didn't know who Dark Veil was?
Yeah, I don't know. This is new for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, a whole bunch. The other thing he said was, who should Jason Statham play? Whoever the dang well pleases to play. That is who he should play.
I suppose. He seems nice.
And NB Perp. Hey, Craig, are you ready? It's a little bit different of a question. But finally, Venom has his day. Special event milestones on June 18th. Did you see this? You get the milestone for using one-star Venom in your play?
No.
Yeah. I think it's...
Well, apparently I missed it.
Yeah, you might have missed it.
You blew it!
I did.
Did Craig go big on these missions? Sounds like no.
No. I mean... No, it turns out no.
He bungled it hard.
My Venom is also over at level 183 now.
Wow, I think mine's at like 134. Very nice. So, in any case, there you go. Willie did have to get off his butt and do some work. But that is it. Thanks, Willie.
It generally turns out that generally I don't look at what those side missions are every day. So
yeah, I've been trying. I'm not great at it, remembering to do that.
Usually I get to my accident and it lights up on the screen telling me, you know, that I completed one. And I'm like, oh
neat.
What was that? Yeah. All right. Send more things to Willie. Remember, he's collecting a paycheck.
Yeah. And go vote.
It was a boss event. So are we just skipping boosted characters, right?
Yeah, I was going to say. Boosted characters this week has been replaced by a Lego reconstruction of the Eiffel Tower. So if you would like to check that out, it is one of the
I think you had wandered off. He says that thing's almost 4.5 feet tall.
Wow.
I posted that it is, again on the I Discord mean, so everyone can see.
Yeah, that's a pretty epic build.
And then we had a big discussion about how he was going to store that. And then apparently there's cat disaster in his house where the cats like to knock over his Legos. So
yes, yep. I think we talked about that on our adventure, but I had not seen an image of this being fully built.
That's so impressive. Huge, and
I mean, based on that picture, I mean, clearly they've got a Lego room,
right?
With some of the best organization I've ever seen. It's just magnificent. I'm impressed from start to finish with this whole situation.
Yeah, but you got that Lego city behind it with the you know train and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's happening in a good way in that image.
So, all right. Ian, how about some refreshing pop-pop then?
Uh-oh, that's me again.
Oh, my. So, let's talk about some pop-pop this week. So, for our musical segment...
Oh, right. I remember who this was. Man, I didn't make it through this song. Sorry.
You need to, that makes two of us, dude. I got something special for Craig, because I know he likes the more people, the merrier, is kind of the situation.
this 37-piece band.
What? No, well, no, it's a 12-piece.
Oh, my.
But these are first of all, they're called Super Junior, and these gentlemen are essentially, in my opinion, they're kind of like the K-pop Menudo.
Yeah, so Korean Menudo, huh?
Yeah, 100%. They've been around since, like, so they're super old school. They've been around since 05, and they are still active today, and I think they have cycled through 8 dozen members, oh, probably. Wow. I mean, you just, anytime someone is inconvenient, you just cast them off and get a younger, handsome guy. The video is just them doing dramatic poses, and it was just, and the music was just a snooze.
So the clip that Ray posted has, like, no words, really. So it makes it hard to judge the singing ability. However, it sounds like it very much could have been right out of when Menudo was popular.
Like, it was. Sounds like this is the first thing I thought of. I was like, they are... Like, they're just a concept. Like, at least throughout my life, you know, when a terrible boy band comes floating through, like, they're still a band, and they're always the same. You know, New Kids are always the New Kids. NSYNC, you know...
The Monkees.
Backstreet, 98 Degrees, all those sorts of things. They're, you know, they're not still pretending to be New Kids on the Block with six new dudes.
Right.
You know, they let them get old and go on tour and continue saying that they're the New Kids and
hey,
McCarthy's and that sort of thing.
What'd you think about JT getting the DUI?
I don't ever want to downplay drinking and driving because it's very dangerous and I don't recommend it. And when you have unlimited funds and you still won't take an Uber, you kind of disappoint me. I'm so glad no one was hurt and that he wasn't hurt and that there was no real damage done.
Yeah, here's what I understand. Like, when you're dirt poor, you know, you make bad decisions because, you know, that's what you do. However, when you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, really, you can't get somebody to take you from place A to place B?
You could, but you have also been living with unlimited resources and unlimited privilege for so long, you easily forget how reality and the rules work.
Yeah, yeah. I was sad, but...
Yep, me too, but I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe if you give me something cold to drink, it'll fix this hiccups and stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely. It probably will. Because this beverage was spicy.
Uh-oh.
I got some, it's just Dublin brand ginger ale. It is drier than Seagram's and spicier than Canada Dry. Not so spicy that it's got chunks in it and that I couldn't drink it, but spicy enough that my family, who I always try to share the beverages with, were like, why don't you go ahead and finish both of our samplings? Samurai, to answer your question, this is not out of your six-pack. This is out of the six-pack that I brought home from Cleveland with Craig. I'm kind of bouncing back between the two. But anyway, it tastes quite nice, and it's made with cane sugar, which is an instant sell for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's just got a touch more ginger than I like. I need it to be gingery but refreshing, not gingery but like... I don't like it, a spicy finish is not how I want to finish a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes ginger is just too much. This is just one step over the line. So I finished the bottle and I'm not sad that I drank it. And, you know, I don't know too many other beverages from the Dublin Bottle Works yet, but I will probably check into that as well. But, if you like a light, spicy ginger ale, Dublin Ginger Ale is available. And if you like, Korean Menudo, then Super Junior is available for you.
What was that one big Menudo song back in the day?
I don't remember any of them. I'm so sorry. And I'm not saying that as like a dismissive way. I was never into them. And
I remember them having one really big hit.
Probably. I don't dispute that in any way. I just don't know it. Yeah, honestly, I couldn't think of one, dude. I'll Google it after some time. Samurai thinks it's Hold Me.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, but it's probably right. That's probably their most commercially successful hit. Anyway, thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnify.
Magnify. All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do?
Oh, that's probably a bad thing.
Crack open one of these.
I'm getting crushed in this game that I'm playing, and now I hear that I'm out of time, and I need to look at opening a token.
That's okay. Craig will stall on your behalf, and I'll crack open this latest Ledger's token and see what it's all about. Oh, hey! Scott! Four-star Cyclops. Uncanny strategist. Oh, Nugs. I almost accidentally closed the game without even thinking. Craig, how many are you doing this week?
I don't know, 10?
Okay. Maybe I'll have time.
Johnny Blaze.
Yeah, do it. Nice.
Clea, that's a person.
Ooh.
Lizard.
Ooh.
The Thing. Rhino. Professor X. Karnak. Rhino. Pirate Kitty.
Oh-ho.
And North Star. 10 4-stars.
Yeah, hey. It is. The door is wide open. Now, all you got to do is walk through.
Unfortunately, this game is not going well for me.
Instead assist. That is a lot. Well, sorry. That's way more than I have access to currently. I don't want to make a claim that that's a lot and then have some listener hop on next week and be like, I've got 5,826. That's
I don't
not
think
a
I've
lot.
Opened 2,000 of those covers in the history of me playing this game.
Let alone 2,400.
Let alone unopened 2,400 tokens? That is stupefying.
Is that how much damage the abomination does? Isn't it something like 2,410 right. damage to the target and then 80 to the enemy team?
It's not like even Ivan Drago, though. He punches for 10,000 pounds of
PSI!
I have to say that on the current PvE, there's a node that is the big kingpin with Hood and Green Goblin. That's nasty. Mm-hmm. When you play an SCL 10...
That's nasty.
And, I was getting whooped. Any case, hey, Aunt May is still in here, so I am only doing one. My one is a 4-star lizard.
Wow. A lot of lizard, a lot of rhino this week.
Apparently. How do you get to your roster in this? I don't play on Steam, dude.
Oh, on Steam? It's at the top, under roster.
My lizard is now at a 305.
Sweet.
All right. Thanks to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, what wrestling shows are on the podcast network this week?
Golly, I do not know, but the best way to find out is to go to the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You will find that this podcast advertises alongside of several other excellent podcasts, all available with direct links to our sites on soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
I think we should have a podcast where we just go back and watch all the old episodes of ECW and just comment on those.
I mean, there's room for it on our network. That's for sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't have access to all.
So I could talk about RVD as much as I like.
I mean, if you could access a couple seasons of ECW, I would watch them alongside you. I don't know that I want to do a third podcast in a week. So I'm kind of lying, but I'm kind of interested as well. Let me know if that ever comes to fruition. I'll quit doing this show and we could do something about
just about ECW.
Yeah, we'll kill them all and we'll just be the soon-to-be-named Wrestling Network. We can talk about Black G's, we can talk about 5-star wrestling here in Williamsport, we could talk about Billtown wrestling.
Yeah, have they had any, we need to go to another event this year. There's got to be one coming up, right?
If there is, I will tell you, and we have to take my son.
Yeah, please give me advance notice so I can make this happen.
Yes, I've never seen him come to life in public like he did at a wrestling event. He went from the shyest kid I know to completely immersed in the mythology of it all and just standing on his chair, screaming at strangers, calling for chairs and body slams and just...
Was he shouting, Black, geez rocks, Black, no, geez rocks. No.
He was not, but he was disparaging the heels and cheering for the baby faces. He was just, I don't know what happened, but he loved it.
So I bet we could find three young ladies in Williamsport that maybe will be at that event that he could, you know, talk wrestling with.
Maybe that happened at this last event. There was some weird little kids and they were like, and they explained the whole who's a face and who's a heel to me and all the plot lines, and I was like, great, let's do this. So yeah, next time there's one, I will let you know.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I love me some discount cheap independent wrestling. So good. All right, I think that's it. You have anything else, gentlemen?
Yes, briefly, if anybody can confirm or if anybody has access to the devs, or if it happened at some point already and they've already admitted it. Does anybody know, is it just an urban legend, or is it an absolute fact that 100% of the time when facing AI 4-star Jean Grey, they set you up with a 5-star match at the beginning of the thing?
It's not 100%.
I've never had it not happen.
It's very often.
It's not 100%. I think it's 98%. I have seen it happen once where I didn't have it right away.
It's anecdotal. Okay, yeah, it's never not happened to me. But again, that's just anecdotal evidence. So I'm trying to reach out and find out, like, is that really, you know, is it programmed in such a way that that is 100% going to happen?
It does happen in a ridiculous amount of times.
So if we ever get that information as fact or dismissed, let me know. But other than that, I have nothing. Great show, guys. Thanks for the new segment. It was okay.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them into Willie's mailbag, and we can discuss those next week. Please vote for whether you would prefer chess or prefer talisman, and we'll have a new contest next week to discuss. I think that's it. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, there's always a right way and a wrong way. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.